What is this we're hearing? Sounds like White Christmas, Jason Cairns. All right. Do we have Jason there? Good morning. All right. Let me have to call him back. All right, listen.
Just like the ones I used to know. Where the treetops glisten and children listen.
All right, now we've got Jason Cairns. Good morning.
Good morning.
I don't know what happened. I thought I maybe had double clock. There's a button I hear. Once I get you on the line, I have to press something, the lower right part of our new phone system. And I thought I might have pressed it twice. So when I tried to talk to you, I couldn't hear anything.
Yeah, it sounded different. It sounded like you were, like, in a box or something.
Yeah.
It just sounded different than it normally does. And I thought, uh-oh, so I'll see if I get through. And then all of a sudden it said call fail. So.
Yeah, all right, here we are. Why are we listening to White Christmas?
Well, it was the Memorial musical this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And they did White Christmas. So it was wonderful.
Yeah, and you went twice.
I went twice. I went Saturday night with you, and then Friday with my wife and my in-laws.
You
and
mean yesterday? Sunday you went. Yeah,
right, yesterday. Sunday, yes. And excellent both times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was good. And I saw somebody, one of the few times in my life I ever said, you know what, I'm going to go shopping. Like, on my own, intentionally, without anybody. I mean, it just doesn't happen. But
sure.
Wearing a new red striped shirt today, so sorry you can't see it. But
very
anyhow,
good.
I was out at Savers doing some shopping and ran into somebody else who'd been at the play. And I was in the. Tell us some more about the young lady who had broken her foot 2 weeks ago. Because I mean, she just it was amazing. He didn't know that. Nobody knew.
Yeah, yeah. So in rehearsal a couple of weeks ago, one of the leads, in fact, the one who had to do the most dancing. In the show, broke her foot during rehearsal. And so there was this last-minute scrambling about what do they do. And she decided that the show must go on. And there were sometimes she was out in a walking boot, and sometimes she took off the walking boot and just had it wrapped up and still did many of the dance numbers. And you were right. I mean, it was hard to tell. She had a broken foot.
Right. Now, help us. We should give her some credit. What's her name?
Alyssa is her name, Alyssa
right.
Patton. Yep.
Yeah.
So, she did wonderfully.
And really, again, a lot of talent and a lot of ability and a lot of costume changes. Wow.
A lot of costume changes. My wife, who was involved.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, yeah. I'm still hearing you, but the music ended, so okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Your phone is kind of coming and going here this morning.
Come on.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know either.
So, I can hear you fine. But
just kind of coming and going a little bit. Okay, so your wife, we kind of lost you when you said your wife something. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Jason is kind of. Sporadic here this morning. So.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I am sporadic. It's a Monday.
All right. Well, let's try to get. And I felt bad I didn't stick around. You know, I started to get tired there the latter half of the play. So my apologies. I felt bad for not staying around to tell Alex good job. So hopefully you relayed that for me.
I did. I did relay that.
All right. All right. We've got Mark 5, 21 through 24 today.
Yeah, and that says, Jesus got into the boat again and went back to the other side of the lake where a large crowd gathered around him on the shore. Then a leader of the local synagogue, whose name was Jairus, arrived. When he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet, pleading fervently with him. My little daughter is dying, he said. Please come and lay your hands on her so she could heal her so she can live. Jesus went with him, and all the people followed, crowding around him.
And from Letters to the Beloved, Jason's devotional commentary in the New Testament, we read this. Jesus and his disciples traveled back to Galilee. When they arrived, a large crowd surrounded him once more. My son always attracts people, even when they reject him. Jairus, a leader from the local synagogue, pleaded with Jesus to heal his daughter. Jairus was terrified, not sure what to do because she was dying. Jesus went along, followed by a large crowd, as was typically the case. Your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, I think it's always interesting to me. Even people who seem to reject Jesus seem to have a lot of interest in him. And maybe that's not always true, but it seems like it is. And, you know, this leader was like, I have no idea what to do here, but I've heard about this man. And I think that's a powerful testimony.
Yeah, I underlined that just now. My son always attracts people, even when they reject him. And so... Yep. I don't know, as we're followers of him, as we hopefully abide in him, and he turns us into salt and light, hopefully we perform that role of many Christs and attract as well in a positive way.
Absolutely.
Thank you, friend. Have a good Monday.
You bet.
There we go. The number for the day is 10.1. The size in inches of the world's largest mosquito, which was discovered in China in 2017. That is a nightmare. What? A 10-inch mosquito? You gotta be kidding me. Wow. That is crazy. Well, remember, Where's Waldo? We like to play a game here on Mondays called Where's Drew? It doesn't have the same alliteration, but nonetheless, I think Drew Fralick's more interesting than Waldo. He's an author.
Not quite the same ring.
He's lived in China. I mean, but he is obviously a native of Michigan. But where do you find yourself this Monday morning, Drew?
Mark, good morning. Sorry I cut you off there. I find myself in Maumee Bay, Ohio this morning for the Vineyard Regional Pastors Conference.
Huh.
So,
all right, so anytime a Michigan guy is in Ohio, you got to check your back, don't you?
I mean, yeah, maybe. My dad, he's, you know, he's like an old school Michigan guy. He always goes, I hold my breath when I drive through Ohio to Kentucky.
I bet there's just a whole, I mean, you know, state rivalries. I mean, that's right at the top of the list, Michigan and Ohio. Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty intense this year. I think, you know, we mostly try to stay away from it. There's a lot of toxic ingredients in the pot this year, isn't there?
I think there are.
Having to do with sign stealing
and computer... I don't know.
Yeah, they were going down. So I was listening to sports radio in Michigan like last week, and they were going down the list of like, you know, these are the crazy things that's happened at U of M in the last year.
Huh.
And they just like kept going. It was like this and this and this. And they were like, yeah, if we wrote a movie for Netflix, like nobody would believe this. They'd be like, this is too unbelievable. It's too many things.
Yeah.
So,
but you got a story for me this morning.
Yeah, do you, so I don't know, are your listeners, you guys know the Christian author Philip Yancey?
Oh, yeah, sure. I've interviewed him.
Okay.
I've interviewed him.
Oh, you have? Okay. So last night, after the worship time and the service and everything wrapped up, all the pastors kind of hang out.
Yeah.
And there's this other guy, he's from Grand Rapids, Michigan. He's a pastor, and he's like in his mid-40s. And he said, yeah, you know, I did a photo shoot when I was like 19 years old. For this book. Now, I don't know. Have you heard of this book, Disappointment with God,
sure,
by Philip Yancey?
I think
it was like a national bestseller.
Uh-huh.
And you remember, you might remember, like on the cover, there was this guy sitting against like a concrete wall looking, well, you know, disappointed with God.
Okay.
You know? And so he actually was, Zondervan contacted him.
Okay.
And was like, we want you to be on the cover of this book.
Huh.
And I think they paid him like $100 or something like that.
Okay.
And he's like telling the story like, I should have asked for more money. You know, they like, they sold like a million copies of that book. As a 19-year-old kid, I get like $100. So we were shocked. We looked it up. We're like, whoa, that is you. You know, that's so crazy.
So in the end, you're saying, is the moral of the story, he was disappointed with God because he didn't get more money?
We were like playing off of that, you know, we're like, well, maybe the book should have been called, you know, God's Disappointment with Mike or something like that. It was a pretty interesting story. Yeah.
So when does the conference run through?
It goes through Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the national director here. He's talking.
Mm-hmm.
And, just all the pastors from Michigan and Ohio just awkwardly sitting in a room trying to act like, you know, there's not a lot of tension between us, so we're we're just there, you know.
Well, try to heal the tension, Drew. We appreciate it. Good to hear from you this morning. You never know where Drew will end up here on a Monday on WWIB. All right. Yeah, I told you Kevin Quinn, but we mentioned that it was World Kindness Week. And so Cody checking in on the listener line with some thoughts maybe of where we should do. And he's just like, hey, in Kindness Week, maybe you ought to play some Jason Gray, Be Kind. And who am I to argue with that? And he says, and the Newsboys would certainly agree with loving one another. So let's give it a shot. Cody's calling the plays on WIB.
Weekend recap here on the WIB Wake Up Show. I'll go first as we come up on 20 past 7 and 35 degrees. So my weekend started a little early on Friday evening. Folks from a couple different states and all over Wisconsin came to cheer on the Rice Lake Warriors. My little brother Will is a sophomore on the team. So we gathered together over in Marshfield. Beautiful stadium, by the way, that you have over there, Marshfield. And saw Rice Lake get the victory 30-15 over Green Bay Notre Dame and advance to state. Camp Randall this Friday morning will take on Grafton. So that was a lot of fun. I did lose my voice from yelling. It was fun just to be a fan, Halvo, because, again, normally you and I are broadcasting games. And just to be a fan in the stands was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. And it wasn't bitterly cold. It was chilly, but not terrible. So, enjoyed that Saturday and Sunday. Again, church on Sunday and Saturday, enjoying some family time and enjoyed a great time going to Mycon Cinemas, as my five-year-old says, the movie theater. And so we went to the movie theater and we saw the Paw Patrol movie. And I don't mind Paw Patrol. Maybe I would have rather gone to see the new Marvels movie, but it's all right. We enjoyed it. It was a good movie, a good family-friendly movie, and as always, a great time at Mycon Cinemas. Love those reclining seats. So we enjoyed that time together and enjoyed a little more family time. Several of us have been kind of under the weather, and so resting quite a bit more on Sunday afternoon after church, which was, I think, good for us.
Well, we were celebrating Michael's birthday Friday night, a couple of days late, and Peggy had drove to Minnesota, the four-hour round trip to get an authentic Liberian meal. Nigerian kitchen would know you're here, but Michael wanted it from Liberia, so sure. Hats off to Mom for making that drive. Enjoyed that, and Elena and Doss and I watched a movie Friday night. Saturday, spent a lot of time doing the Chippewa Valley this week, and I've heard some good reactions to that. We focused in, I think, on this refugee resettlement difference of opinion more than anybody has in the Chippewa Valley, because you'll hear some of the comments of concern raised by some who had a five-hour event at Metropolis Hotel on Saturday and are planning to try to voice their opinion at the Eau Claire public hearing tonight for the city council. At the same time, Eau Claire City Manager Stephanie Hirsch had ample opportunity in that piece, which is up at WIB.com. Check the podcast for Chippewa Valley this week. We heard a lot from the city manager. And then, Sunday had a small group on the book Emotionally Healthy Spirituality and disappointment with the Packer game. But, 3-6 and a little better draft pick, I guess.
I guess so. I mean, they did seem to play better. They were a little bit more competitive, but same result, I guess.
The WIB Wake Up Joe, three jokes apiece for Caleb and I. It's been a tradition for a few years here. And we're not going to break it this morning, so...
Even though we're starting to run a little dry in a joke well.
It gets hard. All right. The question is always which order to go with. So I'm going to start with this one this morning. Caleb, people keep telling me I'm addicted to brake fluid, but I can stop anytime I want.
Man, I like that one. I do. I'm going straight up dad jokes, but I think these might actually be more like jokes you'd hear from your 5 or 6-year-old. So bear with me, but we'll do what we can. How about this? Why did the cookie go to the hospital?
Why?
Because he felt crummy.
Okay. There you go. Kids will
like
that one.
Track.
All right. What is the best Christmas present you could receive?
I'm not sure.
A broken drum. You can't beat it.
Oh, man, I feel totally outclassed today. What did one toilet say to the other toilet?
What?
You look flushed.
I thought so. I thought we were going that direction. And finally this morning, just kind of an observation, Caleb. Well, that guy just...
He
enjoyed
really
that
wanted
one.
To encourage me today.
Caleb, why do we put a round pizza in a square box and eat it in triangles? I just don't understand. That's it.
Okay. All right, there we go.
Just a thought.
Oh, man. Learn geometry, I guess. One final one. You know what? I believe this was actually borrowed from Toy Story. What do you call a pig that does karate?
What?
A pork chop.
All right. I like it. I like it. The Whip Wake Up Show with some dreamy music this morning.
No, this is not a dream. You are listening to WWIB and you are possibly driving, so hopefully you're not still snoozing. But we found some data on the most common dreams in every country, which is fascinating.
Yeah, this is, you never know the stories you're going to read here day by day. Basically country by country. So the most common dream in Canada and the U.S. is teeth falling out.
Maybe it's all the sugar we eat.
Have you ever had? I've never had that dream.
I have not dreamt yet of my teeth falling out.
So, Caleb, you get this one.
Yes, the most common dream in Brazil, and I guess this makes sense. Snakes. I mean, that's your reality turning into dream time, right? And yeah, there's a lot there.
We will revisit that later before the segment ends. In Algeria, the most common dream is about babies.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, that's nice.
In Libya, the most common dream is cutting hair. I don't know if that's like someone cutting your hair when you don't want them to, or if it's like, no, I'd really like to get a new style, fresh look.
I need to get a haircut and I'm dreaming about it. In Pakistan, the most common dream is about the dead.
In Mexico, the most common dream is about ex-relationships.
Huh. Okay. The most Googled dream in the world is about snakes.
Yeah. 52 countries Google this dream more than any other.
Okay. To see a snake or be bitten by one in your dream can signify hidden worries, according to some.
And the next most Googled is the dreaded teeth falling out dream. 17 different countries, which might imply a lack of self-confidence, they say.
Wow. I guess I'll just go the dream verse. And obviously, there's different examples of people with dreams in the Bible. But the one, I guess, I like from Ecclesiastes when it says, and I think this is really true, as a dream comes when there are many cares,
yes.
You know? So there you go.